It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, good afternoon. We're back. We're back. And that's the Swap Shop theme song that Charlie used to hate. We miss Charlie. Actually, I'm not a big fan of that, but I play it because I know that it meant something to Charlie. Anyway, we are in Swap Shop, and our Swap Shop has been rather vacant lately because of the coronavirus. And so we're kind of treading water now until that passes away and we are able to, you know, get out and do a garage sailing. And this is a bad time of the year for garage sailing anyway. It's a little too cold. You know, there are some public affairs that are going on that you might want to advertise. And as long as you're doing it for a nonprofit or an organization that's, you know, like a school or something like that, you're welcome to call into Swap Shop and tell us about your event that's coming up. Or if you're wanting to sell some items or buy items, you can call and ask at 740-383-9944, and we'll be glad to put it on the air. I'm always prepared with things other than stuff that we're going to sell or buy or announce, because I know that at this time of the year, and also at this time of the COVID craziness, we will not get a lot of phone calls. And so don't worry about it. We'll continue to do it. Hopefully come May, weather breaks nice and we all have shots and we're safe again, maybe Swap Shop will pick back up like it used to. We used to get 12, 15 calls during Swap Shop, and that kept us pretty busy. Now we get two or three every once in a while. So, but don't worry about it. I got lots of stuff to talk about. What I decided that we'd talk about today, I spent the morning during on the air talking about what went on yesterday and all the bad stuff that went on. And also we talked about politics. We had our guest on, Mike Larson, who had run for state representative. And I tried to get him to admit that he was going to run again, but it sounds like he's not terribly interested in doing it. That's a lot of work. And he and I agree the worst part of it is trying to raise funds, calling people and saying, hey, will you give me $25 or will you give me $1,000 so that I can run for office? It's just a hard sell. Anyway, we had a good morning. We had a couple of calls of people. Well, even though we were on the air, I did get a call right before Mike came on. The gentleman was had a very definite opinion about what went on yesterday in Washington, D.C. Love to hear from people like that. Anyway, we will continue on with our watching of what's going on. Maybe next week during my show, A Progressive Voice on Wednesday, we'll talk about that some more. But right now, I've decided I wanted to go to the archives and pull up some of the best, funniest, and most thoughtful New Year's Eve toasts. I know we were missing New Year's Eve by about 7 days, is it? A week ago, was it? Yeah, it was on Thursday, I believe. But I didn't have them that day, so I've got them now. So you might, if you get real excited about one of these, you might write it down and use it next year. And some of these toasts you can use any time of the year. You just adjust it for the day. And always, always, the best toasts, you know where the best toasts come from, don't you? They come from Irish. The Irish blessings, the Irish prayers, the Irish always have had a way with words. One or several of these are Irish toasts. A matter of fact, I'm looking at the top four, and two of the four are Irish toasts. Let me go. We have a phone caller. Let's see what our phone caller has to say. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
This is an important message. Do not hang up the phone.
Oh, I think I will hang up the phone. we all get those, don't we? I get them at home. I get them on my cell phone. I get them at my wife's cell phone. I don't know if we'll ever be able to stop that. Didn't get them back when we had landlines. Occasionally you'd get one, but very rarely. Now you get them at least once a day and quite often three or four times a day. Anyway, this is the first of, I think I have 20, 25 toasts that I will read to you in the next 39 minutes, I guess it is. Yeah, 38 minutes now. May the best of your past be the worst of your future. Now, isn't that all these toasts are things that people had to twist their little brains up to get them so meaningful with as few words. Now, that's, 12 words. May the best of your past be the worst of your future. Doesn't that say a lot? Isn't that really is wishing you good future, right? Here's one of those Irish blessings. And these always are good. And this is very similar to that first blessing, or that first toast. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. You got a little rhyme there going. Some of these rhyme, some of them don't rhyme. Some of them are just the good luck that they wish to you. And we here at WWGH do wish you good luck in this coming year, 2021. And I didn't think I'd live this long. I truly didn't. I remember thinking when I was in my 30s, thinking that if I made it to the year 2000, I was going to be 54 years old and knocking on death's door. Well, that was 21 years ago, and I haven't opened that door yet. You never know. You never know when it's going to happen. And it doesn't make any difference how old or how young you are. It can happen at any time, and I hope that it stays away from your door for a long, long time. Wishing you more happiness than all my words can tell. Not just for the holidays, for all year as well. That's a good wish. And you can use that, I suppose you could use that just about any time. You don't have to use it for the holidays. And what are the holidays? Some people think the holidays include are things like Memorial Day. That is always my favorite holiday. You know, I'll tell you why. Because my birthday is May 27th, and I went to several Indy 500 races, which were always great fun. I would go with my dad, went with my wife's uncle, I went with my wife's cousins, I went with fraternity brothers. I always had a good time, and usually drank a little bit too much. I'm not quite sure whether drinking is good for you or bad for you, but I feel better now that I don't drink very much. So I'm not sure. Now I'm going to have to turn this down because this is the lady that's calling me right now. I'm sorry that bothered you. The lady that's calling me right now, Mary Wooling. She happens to be my cousin's cousin. I know that's kind of it's hard to explain. But anyway, my cousin passed away last week, and I'm sure she's sending me more information about my cousin Ricky, who was 2 years my senior, and was a wonderful guy. I have been very lucky. My mother and my sister were honest to goodness made in heaven. They were just wonderful people. And Ricky was very similar to that. Not a mean bone in his body, except for when he was teasing me. We would go to my grandfather and grandmother's house for, Thanksgiving or Christmas or some holiday. We would go there, and Ricky being 2 years my senior and my brother being 7 years my senior, they would team up against me. We would play hide and seek, and they'd just leave. I'd be counting and then I'd start searching for them. They would be nowhere to be found. They'd leave the house. Oh, well. But they did it with good intentions. My brother was kind of mean, but I did love my brother, but he was kind of a mean guy. He was on the opposite side of the aisle politically than I am. He was very driven by capital money, which I am not. He was a very bright gentleman. He was always better looking than me. So anyway, but maybe that's why I thought he was not nice. No, I thought he was nice. I loved him to death. But anyway, let's continue on. May your troubles be less than your blessings be more. And let me read that again. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, but nothing but happiness come through your door. Oh, I already read that. I'm sorry. That was the Irish blessing that I already read. We will continue on. See if I can find another one here. Okay, this is one that we should have given you last week at this time. In the new year, may your right hand always be stretched out in friendship, but never in want. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could do away with want? It's a question I've always had. Why, in a country that has so much, and I mean financially has so much, as well as other ways, why do we have people that need, that want, have wants? Some people say they're lazy. I don't believe they're lazy. I think 99.9% of the people would would work, would find it very fine to work hard to make their money. I don't know anybody that would shirk doing work. If they could get paid to do something, they would. Now, there are probably some people who try to find the easiest way. Many of them are crooks. All right. Let's continue on and see if we can find another toast here that's good for the new year and will make you smile a little bit. Here's to a bright new year and a fond farewell to the old. Boy, doesn't that mean a lot. Let me start that again. I can say that two or three times. Here's to a bright new year and a fond farewell to the old. Here's to the things that are yet to come and to the memories that we hold. Kind of a an interesting a toast for this year. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a frog this morning in my throat. That would be a toast that we could use many years, but this year particularly, with all the stuff that we've gone through. We've had a lot of stuff this year. All right, let's see what... here's one. A New Year's toast to love and laughter and happily ever after. You know, those of you that are like me that are not terribly religious are not quite sure what happily ever after means. But it'll mean different things for different people. Happily ever after. Ever after implies that you will constantly be around in some manner or form. And I hope if that's true, you are happy ever after. Here's to the bright new year and a fond farewell to the old. Now, this is one I just read. I'm sorry. Get excited about the future. The past won't mind. Yeah, of course, the past isn't going to worry about what you think about the future. that strikes me as cute. That was, by the way, written by Hilary DiPiano. I wonder if Hilary DiPiano played DiPiano. All right, get excited about the future and the past won't mind. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be ever at your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face and the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Now, that's an Irish blessing, and I'm going to read it again in case you want to write that down, because that's a very famous Irish blessing that everybody should have on a sampler or above their door or somewhere in their heart. If you got your pencil ready, I'm going to read it slowly so you can write it down if you're interested, okay? Sorry to break away there and do a little cough. Are you ready? All right. And this is an Irish blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be ever at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rains fall upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. That's a nice one. That's a very nice one. I would have, if I had been writing that one, I would have said, may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be ever at your back. May the sun shine warm on your face and the rains fall soft upon your... I had a different word for that. Anyway, that's the way. May the rains fall soft on your field. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Irish blessing. Done a long, long time ago. It's one of those blessings that a lot of people have used throughout the years. I have very few opportunities, have had very few opportunities to do a toast. But the best toast, and I can't remember what was said, but the best toast I ever heard was when my eldest son got married. My youngest son was playing baseball at a college, and he was supposed to be my eldest son's best man. But because his baseball team went to the World Series and actually was in the championship game, he was standing at second base or shortstop, I'm not sure which, at the exact moment his older brother got married. So obviously he could not do the toast that a best man would do because he was in the national championship. And but his toast to his brother that day was done on videotape, and we taped and played for all the people to hear at the wedding. And I'll guarantee you there weren't more than two or three dry eyes in the house. It was just fantastic, and probably the best toast I've ever heard, and I can't remember it. It was only the best toast because of the meaning. And my elder son's younger brother was taken aback by the toast, and we all were. Here's a toast to the future, a roast to the past, and a toast to our friends far and near. And always remember that one of the things that Facebook has done for me is tied me up with all my past. Today I got a wish from one of my former basketball players that I hadn't seen or heard from in 30, maybe 40 years. And it was wonderful to hear from him. He's doing well. He has beautiful kids. And the reason why he Facebooked all of us was to tell us he had his first grandchild. That's how old I am. But I remember him well and fondly. And many, many of your acquaintances are fun to connect with on Facebook. And I'm not a big Facebook fan. There's just too much advertising on it, too much politics on it, too much of everything. But that one characteristic of Facebook, being able to get together with old friends. I've contacted old friends from, let's see, I've contacted old friends so far back that I have talked to on Facebook to kids that I went to grade school with. As a matter of fact, one of them, I think, is probably close to 70 years old. I mean, 70 years ago that we knew each other. I'm 74. Yeah, maybe 68 years ago. I think I was in kindergarten with this person. But it's so much fun to get together with them and talk about. And especially from that time, lots of pictures of people from that age. You should see the pictures that I have of me from that age. I looked like a taxi cab going down the street with its doors open. My ears were so big. Matter of fact, one of my nicknames that people gave me when I was in grade school was Rocky. And the nickname came from the flying squirrel because he had those ear things that flapped off off his hat. Now, that was back. Actually, that wasn't that far back. That was probably, I'm not sure when that was, but it was definitely, I had some big ears. I probably still do. I just don't notice them anymore, right? Well, I'm going to have bigger ears today anyway. I'm going to go have my hair cut. Hadn't been cut in a long time. Don't like to go out in the public and, be susceptible to COVID-19. My barber is very good about that, though. He doesn't let two people into the area where he cuts at one time, and he makes sure that you wear a mask. And if you don't have the right type of mask, he gives you the right type of mask. And I'm very thankful that he does that. But I still don't like to go out and tempt fate, right? All right. Out with the old, in with the new. Cheers to the future and all that we do. That's one thing that as you retire, you'll find you think a lot about all that you do or all that you did. I kind of struggle with that. One of the reasons I actually went to a psychiatrist after I retired, because I struggled to find things to do. Not that I was very industrious when I was in work. I put a lot of time in. I'm not sure I worked very hard. All right. For last year's words belong to last year's language, and next year's words await another voice. And to make an end, to make a beginning. That was T.S. Eliot that said that. Let me read that again, because I kind of butchered it a little bit. For last year's words belong to last year's language, and next year's words await another voice. And to make an end is to make a beginning. T.S. Eliot. Kind of deep in thought there. I try not to think that hard. But it's an interesting toast, isn't it? Here's the last one on the thoughtful list. The next ones are kind of humorous, they say. Here's to the year past and friends who have left us. Here's to the present and friends who are here. Here's to the new year and the new friends who will join us. You know who said that? Emily Post. Kind of interesting. I like that one. Not a rhyming thing, but a thoughtful thing, right? All right. Here's some of the more humorous ones, and I like these a little bit better. My brain gets a little bit tired if I have to think too much. How about you? I like being involved with politics, but sometimes you just have to think too much. And we thought an awful lot for the last 2 days. So these funny ones will be a little bit less taxing, right? All right, here's the first. And please forgive me if you don't find these funny. The website told me they're funny, right? All right, to the holidays, all 365 of them. that's semi-funny. It's more inspirational, I think, than funny. It's more ironic than funny. How's that sound? All right. Because we all know that on leap year, there's still a good year day. My sister-in-law was born on leap year. She passed away a few years back, but she used to be proud to tell everybody she was only 14. When in fact she was, 14 times 4. she always made everybody laugh. She was a nice lady. I'm sorry that she went before me. But anyway, here's another one of those that may or may not be humorous, depending on where you stand. Here's to those who we've seen, who have seen us at our best and seen us at our worst and can't tell the difference. Here's to those who have seen us at our best and seen us at our worst and can't tell the difference. Now, that could be something nice. In other words, they don't hold it against you one way or the other, or it could be something kind of mean. It's kind of saying there's no difference between your best and your worst. You're kind of in the middle there. But I don't think that's what it means. I hope that's not what it means. I hope it's positive, not neutral. much like this next one, which is optimistic, they say. An optimist must, hang on. I had to clear my throat there. An optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure that the old year leaves. There were a lot of those this year, right? A lot of people were just happy to get rid of 2020 and bring in 2021. Did you watch Anderson Cooper on, I think it was on CNN, bring in the new year? It's kind of fun to watch that show. Anderson Cooper isn't noted to be a big drinker. As a matter of fact, he's probably noted to be more stable and sensible type of news person. But he gets a little crazy on that show. And it's kind of fun to watch a person lose a little bit of control over their... He laughed so hard at something, and I can't remember what it was, but he basically fell off the stage. He was laughing so hard. I love to see people laugh a lot. Do you like to watch people laugh? I find it kind of uplifting to my soul to think that somebody can laugh a lot. And I don't care what you're laughing about. Well, yes, I do. I'm not a big fan of laughing at other people's misfortune. So there were people that absolutely, you watch on TikTok or any of these social media pages where they show people, you know, they're walking down the street and fall off the curb, or they step on a rake and it pops up and hits them in the head. I don't find that funny. Maybe because it's happened to me way too many times. anyway, that's the, I guess that's kind of part of the culture that we live in today, right? I would rather be with the people in this room than with the finest people I know. I find that very funny. I would rather be with the people in this room than with the finest people I know. Oh, my. No truer words were ever said. All right. May you always have love in your hearts and champagne in your belly. Are you a big champagne fan? My son is a vintner. He makes wine, but they do not make sparkling wine. They do have one red wine, sparkling wine, but most of their wines are regular wines. But I noticed that his brother-in-law posted a Dom Perignon bottle that he had just bought. I have no idea what it costs, but I'll guarantee you it was over $300. But to pay $300 for a bottle of wine, I'm okay with wine. I don't love wine. My wife, when we do a toast on New Year's night or for her birthday or my birthday, we always get one of my son's bottles of wine out, and I have to drink probably 95% of the bottle. Not all at once. I don't want you to get all upset. But I have to, you know, it takes me a couple days, but I have to drink the whole bottle because my wife, when she toasts, and she always will take a little bit of wine, but there can't be more than a quarter of an inch of wine in the bottle of the glass that she pours her wine into. She just likes a quick taste, and she likes the fact that her son made the wine, and she also likes the fact that she can say she's having a celebration. So, anyway, we try to keep her sober on a quarter inch of wine. I remember the only time I've ever seen my wife drunk was on wine, and I think it was wine, and she didn't know it was alcoholic, and that's how I got her a little bit tipsy, but she got tipsy very quickly. So, but she can tell any alcohol, usually any now at all, but... I think it must have been something like, it wasn't wine. It was something like New England iced tea or something like that. So let's continue on. May all your troubles during the coming year be as short as your New Year's resolutions. I'm still on mine. I'm good for mine. How about you? Did you do a resolution? I did a resolution that I'm going to lose some weight. And I didn't. I'm doing it a little differently this year. I'm not putting so much pressure on myself. What I'm doing is just trying to eat smaller portions. If I used to have two cookies, which I shouldn't have, two cookies for dessert, I now have cut it back to one. I eat fruit in the afternoon while I watch a news show, and I eat fruit instead of eating things that are caloric. It just seems to, I seem to have a need for something to change my taste buds at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so yesterday I had celery. Today I may have an apple. Tomorrow I bought an orange. I'm going to try doing all that stuff. I've also asked my wife, we do salads, more salads now. We also do applesauce, and applesauce seems to tell my tongue that I don't need dessert at dinner time. Yeah, so that seems to work. I don't know. We'll let you know in about a month if it's working. I have lost over 2 pounds in the last 4 days, 5 days, whatever. I think I started on the 2nd, and today's the 7th, something like that. So about 5 days ago I started, and I've lost 2 pounds. I guess at that rate, I'll be back to my old fighting weight. I never did have a fighting weight. My old football weight in maybe a year. But I think you do have to change your eating habits. I don't think you can say, I'm going to count calories. I think you have to say, I'm going to change my habits. I'm just going to ease off. Now, I think I mentioned this yesterday or maybe last week. The Atkins diet worked very well for me, but once I fell off of it, I fell off. And I went right back to eating all that stuff that I loved, like pasta and bread, all those carbs. Let's see if I got another one here. I used to know a clever toast, but pshaw, I can't think of it. So fill your glass with anything, and bless your soul, I'll drink to it all. I guess that's humorous. All right, here's another one about champagne. Here's to champagne for our real friends, and real pain to the sham friends. Kind of an interesting use of language there. Here's to the champagne for our real friends, and real pain to our sham friends. I guess a sham friend is not a good friend, right? I have not used that word that way before. All right. May you live to be 100, and may the last voice you hear be mine. That came from Frank Sinatra, so that has more meaning than you think. May the last voice be mine. He passed away quite a while ago, and I don't remember exactly when, but the last voice, that's kind of interesting. I wonder who the last voice I would like to hear. Now, it kind of depends on who's still alive when you're gone, right? It sure does. All right. He who breaks a resolution is a weakling. He who makes one is a fool. Oh, me. I make them every year, and I know that I'm not. So I'm not a fool. I know I'm going to break it. I just make it, right? And I try for a while. Never works. But I know it's not going to work, so As a matter of fact, my resolution to lose weight this year, I'm going to cut back on food, but I've allowed myself a back door. 2 days a week, I'm allowed to eat whatever I want to. The other 5 days a week are when I'm going to cut back. We'll see. Yesterday was one of those days that I allowed myself to eat what I wanted to, and I actually didn't lose any weight yesterday. So apparently cutting back on my portions helps, but when I have those days where I'm just eat what I want to, it's not gonna keep going down, right? He who breaks already read that one. Some ships are wooden ships, but those ships may sink. The best ships are friendships, and to those ships we drink. Being an old sailor, I really like that one. As I think you probably know, I used to race sailboats, and anything that has anything to do with ships, I like. So I'm going to tuck that one away and try to remember that one for sometime when I'm out being a fool and having a little bit too much wine or beer to drink. I will pop that one up. With mirth and laughter, let old wrinkles come. That's William Shakespeare. With mirth and laughter, let old wrinkles come. I'm not quite sure what mirth is, but I know what laughter is, so I'm going to go along with that. And the last one I have, and we only have, what do we have? We have about 3 minutes to go, so this is working out well. Here's to doing and drinking, not sitting and thinking. Now, you know, when I was a little guy, I used to think, when I get old, as long as my brain still works, I won't mind if they just have to put it in a jar and keep me alive that way. As I become older, I find that I do not want to be in a jar and just a brain. And I'm not sure that would ever appease anyone. I don't even know why. That was kind of one of those daydreams. Do you have those daydreams where they're just things that help you go to sleep? One of mine is I win the lottery of $150 million, and my daydream is all the people I'm going to help and all the, you know, how I'm going to take care of my kids and all the charities I'm going to make better. One of my favorite daydreams to help me get to sleep. But I used to daydream about being just a brain in a jar of formaldehyde, I guess, but kept alive with, I don't know, things. But anyway, here's to doing and drinking, not sitting and thinking. That sitting and thinking might be what I used to daydream about. Well, we're down to about a minute and a half, and I really hope that you had a good New Year, or good New Year's Eve, and I hope things are getting better for you. I hope we are past all this terrible action that we're seeing out on the streets and seeing in our capital, and I hope we can start to think again. There's one thing I recommend to everybody, and I do it all the time. I'm not sure anybody listens. That's all right. I understand why you might not listen to just some guy that's on the radio that you don't know, but the one thing I think we all have to learn to do is start thinking and educating ourselves. Please use your brain. You are given that brain to use to make the world better, make yourself better, be better for your family, your friends, your neighbors. There's so much that you can do to make the world better just by thinking about it. But action speaks a lot louder than just words. And I think we need to find a way to put action to our thoughts and our words. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand, partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol that was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said not guilty, he slammed his hand down on the big oak table where the defense sat. I thought he would split it. And said, it's about time. And I thought that was a perfectly spontaneous reaction for a guy that had a real gripe against the legal system.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit